You're listening to SBS News.
G'day, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News. ASIO accuses Chinese hackers of seeking to infiltrate Australia's critical infrastructure. Dozens of Indigenous protesters forced their way into the COP30 climate summit. And in tennis, Alex de Minaur suffers a loss, but his ATP finals dreams are not yet over. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News. Australia's spy chief has warned that Chinese government-backed hackers are increasingly targeting the nation's critical infrastructure, including airports, energy networks and telecommunications systems. ASIO Director General Mike Burgess says groups such as Salt Typhoon and Volt Typhoon have already probed networks in Australia and the United States, mapping systems and maintaining persistent, undetected access. He described the threat as high-impact sabotage, saying hackers use sophisticated methods to test vulnerabilities and prepare for potential attacks.
We're not talking about the equivalent of cyber semtex being strapped on the side of buildings. Okay, that's colourful language. Gets your attention, things go bang. You don't need cyber dynamite to blow things up. You can actually interfere and stop something from working in quite simple or unexpected ways.
An ASIO Australian Institute of Criminology collaboration estimated the cost of espionage to the Australian economy at $12.5 billion in 2023 to 2024. Nine newspapers are reporting former construction, forestry, maritime and energy union boss John Setka has been arrested. They say he's been charged with seven counts of using a carriage service to menace. Mr. Setka resigned as secretary of the CFMEU in July last year, citing what he called malicious attacks in relentless stories written about him, the union, its members and officials. He was due to retire later in 2024 after 12 years as the head of the union's Victorian Tasmanian branch. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says proposed laws restricting protests outside places of worship will almost certainly face legal challenges in the Supreme Court. The legislation due to be introduced next week would give police powers to move on anyone harassing, blocking or intimidating people entering a place of worship. It follows a Supreme Court challenge against a similar law brought by the Palestine Action Group last month, in which Justice Anna Mitchell-Moore ruled they impermissibly burden the freedom of political communication implied in Australia's constitution. Despite acknowledging the proposed laws will almost certainly face further legal challenges, Mr. Minns has stood by them.
I understand that there's a balance between the implied freedom of political communication in the constitution, but we've also got a responsibility to see, for example, elderly people that want to go to a synagogue, a church or a mosque free from intimidation or hatred as they go about expressing their faith.
Dozens of Indigenous protesters have forced their way into the COP30 climate summit in Belem, clashing with security guards at the venue's entrance. The protesters demanded access to the United Nations compound where thousands of delegates are meeting for global climate talks, shouting for greater Indigenous participation in decisions affecting the Amazon. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has highlighted Indigenous communities as key players in this year's negotiations, while Indigenous leaders are calling for more control over forest management. Chief Rayoni Metukuri said many were frustrated by ongoing industry and development projects, urging Brazil to empower native peoples to preserve the Amazon. England and Wales have mistakenly released 91 prisoners since April, highlighting strains on the country's overcrowded prison system and possible confusion in the early release scheme. Up to four of those inmates may still be at large, including one released in error last week. UK Justice Secretary David Lammy has blamed challenges inherited from previous administrations.
I have been informed, Mr. Speaker, this afternoon that HMPPS are investigating a further case of a potential release in error on the 3rd of November who may still be at large. It is symptomatic of the data issues we inherited that all this information I have been given at this time while police and HMPPS investigate.
The figures come amid growing scrutiny of prison management after a series of high-profile accidental releases. To sport now, and in tennis, Italy's Lorenzo Musetti pulled off a dramatic comeback to beat Australia's Alex de Minaur 7-5, 3-6, 7-5 in their ATP Finals group stage clash in Turin. De Minaur was serving for the match before Musetti rallied to snatch victory, keeping his semi-final hopes alive and denying the Australian early qualification. The match was briefly suspended during the final set after a medical emergency in the crowd, the second incident of its kind at the tournament this week. Musetti will now face Spain's Carlos Alcaraz, while De Minaur meets American Taylor Fritz, as four players remain in contention for a semi-final spot. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS News team.